Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to 3 Minute Review.
You are welcome to my 3 Minute Review.
Thank you. What would you like? What are you reviewing today?
I don't have anything to review today. Oh, do you want to review what happened last night? The great tip we got from Dan Hamamura.
What was it?
The old game shows.
Oh yes.
So last night I went to a pork chops game with my friend Dan,
which is a hockey,
a recreational league,
hockey league, but they're serious about it.
It was beautiful to watch my friend Will skate.
How much money do you have to spend if you're like joining a hockey team?
It's a lot. It's like
all the gear.
They wear these gray. They picked gray as their jersey color.
Is there a ref?
No, there's no ref.
Okay.
They pick gray as their jersey color, so they don't have to have like a home jersey and an away jersey.
Do they fight?
No, but people were being checked.
Sure. Okay.
Dan told a very funny story about a guy he knew on a rec league hockey team, and a fellow writer, and the guy was playing hockey, and he kept getting checked by this other guy, and like a fight almost started, and then a few weeks later,
That guy was found murdered.
No, the writer was like taking a general meeting with some like executive at a studio, and the guy was like, "Wait, are you number 17?" and then they fought, and then there was a murder. But yeah, so we went to this hockey game. We had a great time, and Dan, what he does to unwind at the end of the night with his girlfriend is they watch vintage game shows.
So last night we watched a 1991 episode
of Supermarket Sweep,
which has the best sweaters on television.
Yeah, yeah, it's like I don't know why everyone freaked out over Cosby sweaters when there was what's his name, David Ruprecht sweaters, and it's always also fun to like guess at the dynamics, like whenever there's like a same sex partner, like, you know, it's like two lady friends, and you're like, you're probably girlfriends, but you just couldn't say it on the show.
And then we watched an episode of
Press Your Luck.
Yeah, which is the classic.
No whammies.
Big bucks, no whammies.
Big bucks, no whammies.
Which I feel like people know as a phrase, but not as a show.
I didn't. You and I have screamed big bucks, no whammies before.
Sure, it's a common phrase.
But it existed in my mind.
It's more famous than the game show name, which is funny.
Yes.
It also has the whammy, which is this little character that eats your points, that is so clearly the inspiration for the Noid from Avoid the Noid.
Yeah.
I feel like
it's half Noid and half Tasmanian Devil.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably inspired by the idea of the Gremlin, right?
Like, yeah, like, yeah.
World War II area or whatever. But yeah, anyway.
Their little animations were so good. It's like, it's this crappy little Gremlin guy, and it's like, they animate it, and he's got like a lawnmower, and then he eats your points, or he's got like a shark in his hand, and the shark is eating your points.
How would you rate vintage game shows?
4 out of 5, because I feel like it is a window. It's a cool lens into the culture of yore.
Yeah, it feels smarter somehow watching it than watching a contemporary game show.
Yeah, I think it's because, I don't know, why? Make a guess as to why.
Well, I mean, the main reason